things are bigger in Dallas, aren't they?
Double D's in Dallas last weekend.
Oh, man. Double D's. Double everything. Double the fun. The hoops were definitely bigger. And the drama has definitely got bigger.
Oh, yeah. They scripted this one. I think they paid all the top three guys to run it like this so people would show up for the last two races.
So you saw the movie, too. Yeah, I saw the movie, too. This is a great movie. I can't wait to see the end of the movie. It's going to be... I don't know how they're going to write it.
I don't know, but anybody that can miss a boat and clear out two photographers.
Oh, you know what? Ricky almost had boat drinks, you know? Things to do when you're dead in Denver. How did he miss the boat? How did he miss the boat?
He did miss the boat because he's still in the points lead.
Oh! Yeah, that's right. You know what? And Chad, as much as I get on him, he's steady. He's steady Eddie. He stuck around there and picked up where these two prize fighters are kind of knocking themselves out, you know, getting knocked up and knocked down and just dragging it out. And Chad's, you know, been there right there to pick it all up. More power to him.
Okay, and, you know, we're talking about thirdmoto.com here, and we're talking about last week's Supercross race in Dallas, which is... two more left, Seattle and Vegas. And if you watch a race, you did see Chad not very far behind the two leaders, and they weren't gapping him, so he was running hard. I'll give him props for that. They spilled themselves on the ground, and he had took advantage of it and parlayed it into a win, and he's right there in points now, so it's pretty cool.
Could we have thought that this was going to be any better than it was for us to have a show like this and have a race like this, and now it's going to come down to a live race in Vegas now?
It could come down to that. Now we've got another Saturday night in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle. Nobody's going to sleep in Seattle.
AMA Toyota Arena Cross.
Nobody's going to sleep in
Seattle.
Supercross.
Sorry, I'm still Arena Cross.
Nobody's going to sleep in Seattle, so that's going to be great. That's
and you know
be
why
great.
I'm Arena Cross?
Why?
Because there's a couple people, and one of them finished top 10 on a bike he's not familiar with that's black that he replaced number 12 on. That'd be Josh DeMuth. Mr. Tattoo took a ninth Saturday night in Seattle, and that's pretty good. And Darcy Lang was there, too.
Yeah, it's good to see him back. He'd been hurt for a while and trying to get back, but I'm glad to see him back. I like to see those guys, you know, that I've seen in a local Arena Cross. Like we saw them at Rockford, so it's good to see those guys and see them do well and see how, you know, Arena Cross does transfer over to the big show, you might say.
You're right, and I was rooting for my friend Kev Marquardt, that races out of our shop. He tried to get in a night program. Fortunately, didn't make it, but, you know, he's gutting it out, and he's going to be in Seattle, and he's going to be in Vegas, too, so throw your props up for him.
You got it. Hey, how about, you know who I'm going to talk about? You know, my guy, Nick Way. Is this guy a rider, or is he a rider?
I don't know, but I like the way he looks at the camera.
Yeah, well, he's got to get used to that, you know? It's always good to see somebody different up there in that podium, you know? It's same three guys, and... Well, it's been the same four guys. Nick Wade's been the only guy up there that's busted those guys up whenever he's
there. Odd man out. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Tedesco did it once or twice.
Tedesco, right. He had a hard weekend too, didn't he?
Heat races. Yeah. He won the semi, I think, right? Is that how he got into the program?
Expected to win that, you know. So.
But Nick Way, you're right. He looks good. And yeah, he puts his plug in for his sponsors, but he's not like... sanitized to death, you know. It shows his enthusiasm, and he's
like
glad
that.
To be out there.
He's raw. I like that. Those other two guys, three guys, have done it so much they could kind of do it in their sleep without missing a beat. You know, thanks to so and so, and yeah, you know what gets me when these guys talk about they've added more power to their bikes. How do you add? I mean, the track is going to get you. You can have all the power you want, but the track is going to get you, isn't it?
They get the power where they want the power to be. You can move it around.
Okay.
So
okay.
You find something you like is what it is. And that's where I think they say a factory deal can be a little bit better than a well-funded privateer or deal or a satellite deal, because you've got these guys working day and night making it happy for you.
Yeah. Ooh, they needed some. So. They need to work on that, cutting down the whoops to make it a little happier for the two, three guys that, you know, went through those big hoops. And I was talking about Chad, and he did an interview on DMX, caught up with it, and listened to a little bit of it. I thought I was going to have to talk about Chad not wanting to ride the outdoor, but, you know, he likes to ride the outdoor. I'm glad to see that. I hope he does. He did say the outdoor was just kind of like a sideshow, which I don't agree with, but... I hope he rides the outdoor now that he's. Granted, those two guys boxed themselves out of the position, but you know I think Chad should realize, you know, if he stays steady and stays steady Eddie and you know finds a few things here and there, he could probably, you know, finish second, first maybe in the outdoor.
nobody's going to be satisfied with that. They all want to win, and they're all capable of winning. But, you know, his contract probably stipulates that he's out there for
it
the
does.
Outdoors.
He said it does.
And he kind of inferred to indoor-outdoor, and they kind of plugged that into him. Would you do just a Supercross? And he said, well, if my contract allowed it, and it depended on the money and all of that stuff, too, and he would just do that. And, you know,
well, I hope he does. How about the lights?
Lights.
Drama
One
there
more
too.
Race left on the west
got
side.
Got drama there too.
Now they got a new name for Ryan Villopoto.
Well, you know what? Kid wins
Villopodium.
Villopodium. Nice. Nice. The kid's first race, and what does he do? He wins.
Well, it wasn't his first race.
Not his first race, but his
first real pro deal in the West
right.
Coast, and he's already podiumed. He was leading the race, and he won his heat, and he was wire to wire, man. He laid it down, and somebody posted, and they said, he's raised the bar for all the upcoming amateurs that are going to go into pro now. It's going to be really tough to come up better than that.
You know what? And you know what? Lacey was supposed to be the guy.
Yeah, well,
what's happened?
They're plugging away. They'll be in the mix, but I think they've become a little bit tempered from all that go to the top, go to the bottom, go to the top, make a bunch of noise, and then try and figure out how to fit into all this stuff, too.
It's hard at the top. Once you get there, you got to learn how to stay there. And, you know, it seems like we're getting guys like Villopoto, you know, Short, and over in West, you know, we got Millsaps, we got, you know, went in and he didn't ride the 450. That would have been great to see him ride the 450 in the Supercross class, but he tweaked his ankle a little bit.
Right.
You know, so, but, you know.
It'd be interesting to see what he does. And that's pretty cool of him to do that. Most of those people would just stay away from that.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll be out there next week and we can see if he's going to do anything or not, you know.
But you know what? He's got one more 125 or lights or whatever you want to call it race to do, and that's the East-West Shootout in Vegas. Because he's the East champion.
Well, I don't think he's going to do it, is he? It sounded like he wasn't going to do it. He's just going to ride the last three races on the 450. He doesn't really need to, I mean...
I think you need to do that. I think you'll leave people hollow if you don't. They'll be like, man, come on, you were the East champion. All right, now there's an East-West Shootout. You need to be there. You need to do it.
Yeah, let's see how you stack up against all of us. You know, see how you really do. It's going to make some interesting things come outdoor, too, and see if he's going to go to the outdoor. And I'm really looking forward to that. I hope a lot of other people are, too, because we're going to have some different names in there. Windham will hopefully be back up to speed. If Millsaps gets in there, and we don't know how Tedesco's going to do. We know he's good outside. And then we're going to have Chad bumping and grinding up there with Ricky and Stewart. So I think the outdoor is probably going to be just as good or better than the Supercross.
Well, it'll be a showdown. It'll be a more stacked field. That's no doubt about it. And I think Ricky's kind of winding down. He's probably going to finish. And I would really doubt if he's going to be out next season.
I don't think he's going to be out because, you know, the way he wants to win a race and he hasn't won. Well, he wants to win another race, at least one more race before the end of the season. And I think this competition that Ricky's been getting this year is really going to make him want to come back next year. He doesn't have anything to prove, but I just think he loves this competition. He hasn't had this in a while, and I think he kind of thrives on it, you know? These guys pushing him and pushing him.
He definitely steps up, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'd go the other way on the next year and the season as far as Supercross and Outdoor in 07 with Ricky Carmichael. I would have to say he'd be like, okay, I accomplish it. Stewart was healthy. I laid it down. Yeah, he put some whoopings on me. I won the title. How much longer am I going to do this? He's coming up, and I'm not going down. But, you know, he's been doing it a long time. He's got some unapproachable titles. I really don't think Stewart's going to break some of his records because I don't think he'll stay in the sport that long.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, because these guys, they speaking of money, they make so much money, and now the Stewart has signed a new 2-year deal with to come back with Kawasaki again. So, you know, yeah, these guys, they might ride a few years and, you know, make their money and kind of get out. It's not like the days of old. You got to keep riding because that's your job.
That's your living, right?
That's your living.
Well, and not just 2 years and get out and made money, but other opportunities that might exist for him. Beyond that, that wouldn't have been available years past to motocross racers.
Well, you know what? He can be 45 and ride Supercross. So I mean, he can be 45. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. He can be 45 and drive NASCAR. You don't really get into your prime in NASCAR until you're like 30. So he's got plenty of time to go over there and drive a NASCAR around in a circle all day. You know.
Yeah, but there's opportunities that are within the next couple of years that there might not be in 5 years.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, this is Third Moto, and go ahead and email us if you like the show, and let us know what you think of the show. Let's talk about our favorite guy, DV, not on TV anymore, and what do we got going on with him?
Well, we all know the little, oh, my ankle hurts, I'm going to fly to France and have my doctor look at my ankle. But hey, there's pictures of me on the internet riding a bike in France. Hello! Yeah. Tell us what's really going on. Well, no one's going to really tell us what's going on. What we see on TV kind of stinks on Reality of Speed on Speed Channel as far as how he looks and how the team looks, okay? So that's over with. Now there's pictures of him riding some Yamahas, and it looks like he's going to get some level of Yamaha support, but I don't know if that's a contract, a satellite team, if he gets some factory kit parts or whatever. You read it, I read it. His quote was, he'll be at Glen Helen if he has to go there in his van. Well, his van, his version of a van and my version of a van are entirely different.
Different.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did the Orlando Motocross in Florida Nationals with a pickup truck and an open trailer. And when I got off of my moto, I couldn't find my truck because it was in between all these motorhomes and trailers. His idea of a truck is probably like Mike Brown saying he was a privateer and he had a $500,000 coach, an enclosed trailer, and a mechanic. Now you tell me where'd the privateer go here? Come on.
Privateer got lost. I tell you, privateers nowadays don't know what privateers those days were like.
But let me back up the boat, not the Mastercraft boat that Ricky almost crashed into, but the privateer boat, my buddy Kevrel, sorry to plug somebody here, but privateer, van, two bikes, him and another guy driving to the Supercross races, finding places to crash out in motels with other people and racing. That's a privateer.
That's a privateer.
Sometimes he says he has to go find a job to get enough gas money to go to these races.
That's a privateer.
Right on.
Just like us. We're a privateer. If you've seen our site or seen our blog, yeah, we don't have any sponsors yet. But you know what? We're working and to like any other privateer rider would, to try to get some sponsors. So if you'd like to sponsor us, give us a shout, give us an email, and let us know what you think if you'd like to be on the show. You know, DV not being on TV and having all this stuff on TV, you know, for us nowadays, it's really great. And like you said, I'm a bit disappointed in Reality of Speed too. Way they treat the riders, it's too fluff. And you know what? If they're gonna be fluff, don't do it. You know, my first thought of motocross on TV is on any given Sunday. So if they do decide to do this again next year, I hope they change the format, do something a little different, but make it a little edgier than it's been. You know, get some guys
it's a learning experience for them. You know, it's really cool that they got a major sponsor. It's cool that they got a TV deal.
Yeah, and, that's true.
You know, they're showing motocross and they're showing supercross. So, hey, you know, let's just let them grow on it and we'll go from there.
You know, DV's getting some help from one of our ex-local riders, Jeff Sirwall. Well, remember, the legend of Jeff Sirwall.
It looks like he's trying to get them hooked up. He doesn't have a gear deal yet. But Jeff Sirwall, no fear. You got to give them props. You know, he's the one that dragged Kevin Windham back out of it.
I used to love watching him race. Just watching him ride. That banana swinger on the LOP.
He got good. Yeah.
Well, when I saw him, he was good. When you saw him,
He was starting
to be good.
All of us could lay wood to him until he got good, and then he was up and gone.
I don't know what happened, but just the memory of that banana swing arm on that Yamaha. Whoa, that Suzuki head. You know, I used to be like an LOP rider. I'd just go down there, just sniff around, just just to say, yeah, I was down at LOP today or last week and got some parts, and yeah, I was just hanging around. Yeah, I used to do that. I used to do it with you too. Just come over there, the Lake County Cycles, just hang around like a shop rat and hope I could get on one of those Makos and ride them.
Well, you know, LOP, that was probably one of the first teams that was actually a satellite team that got factory support. They had crates and crates of bikes just shoved in there in parts and stuff like that. And it was like eye candy for all us motocross
guys. Yeah, I used to go back there and just drool and look and say, oh man, if I could only just touch some of that product out there and just be a part of it. Oh, I love it. This is Third Moto, and I'm messing with my time here, so don't mind what I'm doing. I'm just trying to get
halfway
through the first and third moto here. We talked about the lights. We talked about Villa Poto coming up. Let's talk about Seattle. What's going to happen in Seattle?
Well, they've got a West Lights shootout with Short and Langston being very close in points. And Langston overcame a mid-season injury with his foot injury and gutted it out and made sure that he had good finishes and kept his points. And Langston's right there, and Langston's strong, and Langston's going to be pointing out and moving to the big bike class outdoors and still hasn't signed the deal yet. And Mitch Payton from Pro Circuit,
I think it's going
to
be good.
Is trying to sell something to put a deal together. Now, I don't know what Grant Langston will be doing if he can't sign that deal. He's going to ride in big bikes outdoors. But Seattle this coming weekend is going to be the last 125, or sorry, here I old school again, lights race. And then they go into the Vegas, which is the East-West shootout.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a hot time in Vegas. And Vegas, again, is going to be live in Vegas Saturday, May 6th. So 4 hours of motocross. So you motocross
you
riders
gotta pay
out there.
For it, or can you just watch it?
No, it's going to be on Speed TV.
Sweet, I'm there.
So
unless
you know,
I'm racing.
Unless you're racing. Well, you're not going to race on Saturday, are you?
But
you
no,
know,
you're right.
You motocross wives, you're going to be in, you just forget about it. You know what the guy's going to be doing. They're going to be watching this, especially when it's coming down the wire like it's coming down to.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Again, this is Third Moto, and you know what? We've been enjoying doing this. This is show number 6, or show number Brad Lackey. I've enjoyed doing this, and, you know, we've gotten some nice comments about the show, and, you know, we hope that, you know, the way we do the show, you dig or you don't dig. But like I said, we're two old school guys doing a truly privateer podcast, motocross. We're doing this because we love the sport. And, you know, it's, you know, just a chance for us to kind of get out and talk motocross with each other rather than arguing in the middle of the restaurant.
Well, and we have to teach the kids what a flying
yeah.
W is.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. And if you saw anything on the Motocross Files this week, Brad Lackey, my goodness. Yeah, I thought the fences were to keep everybody who rode motocross in and everybody else out. That's so cool. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah, behind the Iron Curtain in the communist country is when he trained when he was a teenager.
Yeah, ahead of the curve.
But all of the shows are really cool. They had Bob Hanna. They had Martin Smith. They had Brad Lackey.
I can't wait to see a motocross files for Ricky Carmichael or Jeremy McGrath. What do you think?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool. But I like the old school stuff.
I do too.
See them really, really old bikes. And those guys rode those bikes fast over rough terrain, and they were nothing like the bikes of today.
No. And, you know, they're in much better shape. We're in better shape now, but you know what? Brad Lackey was sort of a pioneer to getting in shape and dietary things and like that. So he was kind of a pioneer of it. And I always liked Brad Lackey. He was always one of my favorites. But you know what? I had so many favorites back then, you know, and nowadays kids have so many favorites too, you know, and I still have them. But, you know, it's just old school, and, you know, it's good to see these guys' files and have some of the younger kids see what these guys actually did back in the day.
It's funny to think about it because back then motocross training was a guy jogging. That was a big deal. Jogging, yeah. Now they have this whole fitness guru, Alden Baker, Lance Armstrong's trainer, dietitian things, and a certain schedule, and when they peak and all this stuff, you know, just like the other
athletes. About DV? Who has he got now?
His wife cooking pizzas.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to get back next week and, you know, and talk about some stuff next week. I hate missing 2 weeks like that. You know, I mean, it's just like when I'm off, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with myself, you know? So hopefully after this small break that we've gone through, and like I said, we hope everybody had a good Easter. And, you know, for the troops out there, if any of you are listening, email us. We know Roger DeCoster's son is over there fighting. So, you know, we know there's riders over there
taking care of the country. Unfortunately, a lot of them can get access to the internet, so they have a little bit more information on what's going on in the world now.
And I know they're listening to, if they're listening to Amp Supercross on the internet, I know they're hearing some excitement. I know they're going to be, you know, wanting to hear what happened in the race and looking forward to Vegas. Just like they got me. Now I'm looking forward to Vegas.
Yeah, I think I'll go out there, just check it out.
Well, I'll go out there. Just
I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, take both. Why don't you just race out there? Go out there and see if you can get in the day program.
Yeah, I'll forge my license. Maybe I'll take the license that I had in 1978 and white out what hair I had, and it'll look like me now.
Oh, man. I tell you, I still got your jersey. I got to take a picture of that. We got to get that up on the net. But if you saw the picture of RC, it had his tachometer, speedometer picture up there from 19 what?
That would have been, I believe, a 1976 YZ250 with the air oil chamber forks. What a turd. That was like an enduro bike with no lights.
Wow.
What a turd.
Hey, you know, we got to get some interviews on here, too. We're also working on that. We didn't think that we were going to get this far, but, you know, we're going to have to get our butts in gear and get some things going so we can get a better format and get some more interesting things on the show for people to like, especially, you know, if we're going to do this, we might as well just start
Step it up. Well, like we're coming up to the spring and summer season. We're going to do some outdoors, some live shows, some local stuff, and that'll be fun. We'll put a little bit of that into the show, add a little flavor, make a little bit more noise with the microphone.
Just like we think some riders need to step up. Well, we think we also need to step up too. So we're not afraid to get on ourselves about anything, you know. Well, you know, and you know, if you like the show or don't like the show, let us know what you do and what you don't like. Third Moto, thirdmoto@yahoo.com. You can reach us there, or you can just go to our blog and leave a comment, you know.
What's the web address?
The web address is thirdmoto@yahoo.com. You can get a hold of us there.
That's an email address.
That's an email address.
What's the web address?
Well, third, excuse me, Third Moto.
With a three, or is spelled?
With a three.
With
three,
the number three, right?
With the number three.
3RD Moto?
Yeah. So right, we told everybody, too, we were going to tell them how you did. So how'd you do?
How'd I do?
How'd you do?
Drug a bike off the floor, didn't ride practice, rode the two vet classes, got two hole shots, two firsts, and a third and a third.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a sticker on this guy's back.
Dude, I didn't leave nothing on the table. I was so tired when I went home. I pulled off the side of the road and took a 10-minute nap.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah.
Why didn't you have your buddy Colton out there driving?
He dusted me, man.
Wow, he's only, what? Yeah. He's only 14, but he can handle it.
I'm putting him on the blacklist.
Yeah, get him on the bike. We got to see him on the bike,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'll turn him loose. He'll see what adrenaline will do to your energy level after about 12 hours.
So I understand you rode the yellow Yamaha, too.
Yellow Yamaha. It was really cool. Did the 50th anniversary thing and really felt real about it. And that bike's getting sold. One race, it's getting sold. I'm going to put a black one out there, or a blue one, I mean, and do that.
Make sure you get pictures so we can post those up on the web so we can get a good look at them.
I'll send it to you. I got a nice first turn hole shot photo.
Oh, great, great. This is Third Moto, and I'm Jerry Brown. I probably haven't said that all night, and this is my partner, Rich Carruthers. We have had a couple weeks off to mess with ourselves and try to figure out what we're going to do, and chomping to get at the bit and finally get here. Now hopefully can be a lot more consistent in the coming weeks, and looking forward to just, you know, laying some shows down. Like I said, this format is, this is a motor. We don't do any editing. We just come in here and lay it down off the top of our heads, and whatever comes out, comes out. Because, you know, sometimes the gate drops and, well, you drop, or sometimes you get that first turn and you drop.
What do they say when the gate drops? The BS stops?
The BS stops.
I got an overweight, semi-overweight friend of mine that still races a vet class, and he says when the gate drops, the belly flops.
Hey, we got to thank our buddy Korn on the other side of the glass doing the engineering for us, and you know, we right also got to thank Colton over there who's doing the board for us.
Mini Moto Kid, he's going to be out there doing some laps here, busting some pipes and things, crashing.
Yeah, I understand he had a nice crash over the weekend, huh?
Yeah, it took crashing me like 3 days to get him to cop to that one.
Got a little whiskey throttle in him, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, boy, see?
When you're in the air and your rear wheel's spinning faster than you're moving and you land, guess what?
We tell you might as well just get out there and get your whoopings, because you're going to get them no matter in the beginning.
I don't care who you are. Somebody will beat
Somebody's
you someday.
Somebody's going to beat you.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah, we all know that. So, hey, we want to hear about you getting out there here in a couple weeks. No excuses.
Yeah, we'll do an interview with him.
Yeah, we'll get him in here, and he can tell us how he did.
How death
or how he didn't. How he didn't.
How good he looked.
Yeah.
Compared to his PlayStation racing.
Just remember, you get faster. The older you are, the faster you get. So you got a long time to get fast.
No, I think it was the older you get, the faster
you were.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. right.
What's the other old one? You don't quit riding because you get old. You get old because you quit riding.
Well, I'm looking forward to Seattle.
Yes. Is that this Saturday then?
That would
be the 29th?
That would be the 29th.
Because the directly following weekend, Saturday, is going to
exactly.
be Vegas on speed.
Exactly.
Live. And you don't
live
have to pay.
Live in Vegas on speed. Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Hey, keeping it real. What did they say? TCB. That's what Elvis used to say. Take care of business.
Take care of business. Yeah.
What goes on in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas. So
yeah.
We got some really good racing coming up for Vegas. And Seattle's just going to be a prelude to that. And I tell you what, I'm excited. You know what?
Glen Helen, that's the first outdoor national of the year. That's not far away from Vegas, neither. It's only a few weeks.
These guys have been getting their outdoor bike systems and test
that tells you how specialized they
exactly.
are now, doesn't it? Well, we got to test our outdoor bike. Back in the day of the Hannahs and Johnsons,
test
indoor outdoor
bike.
You just raced.
Sure, yeah. You got one bike. You don't got no indoor outdoor bike. You gotta take what you gotta road what you brung. Road what you brung, boy. That's what you
right.
gotta do.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know what? This is gonna be great. Gonna go down in history as some good racing. And yeah, we mentioned, we talked about that. I did mention Stewart's multi-year contract earlier when I was talking about all these guys getting fatter.
Oh, I just wanted to get back to Dallas for a minute and back the boat up so we can confirm
back the boat up.
That we heard that James Stewart signed two
See, I
years
fell and
ago.
He came around and passed me.
They're kind of learning how to start their bikes. When they both crashed, their bike stalled. I counted, I think it was 9 kicks for Carmichael and 6 for Stewart.
And Carmichael was holding his clutch in. You know what? The editing, I was kind of disappointed, like I said earlier, in the editing. Hopefully it'll be better for this week.
All right. Well, I got some information on that because I get frustrated watching it. Because
Ralph Shaheen.
They cut to a commercial and then they come back and go, oh my God, the leader crashed and you missed it.
This time they're in a replay.
Okay, but you know what? No, it's not live because it's the next day.
It's not live.
But
exactly.
You know what it is? It's live because if you have the AMP mobile thing, that's what you see in your camera the same night that it's happening. And they just narrate what is there.
Well,
that's how that occurs. So it's really a weird deal.
We got speed. This is their business. So we got to hope they can, get that kind of sorted out, because I don't like hearing in the background, oh, you hear the crowd going off and then, you know, something's happening. Of course, it takes them a while to get back to it.
But I got on the internet and checked some of the race stuff and I seen about 50 different camera angles of these two guys wiping out. I exaggerate with a 50, but there were many different angles of these guys wiping out. And some of them you could actually see the camera guys flying off the ground.
So hopefully, they'll get that sorted out. And like I said, Vegas, May 6th will be live. And, I'm looking forward to that, So, this has been a good show. I've enjoyed it. Stewart, Reed, Carmichael made this a good show for us. Because without the big drama, we're just talking about Stewart getting out and running away with it, or Carmichael get out and run away with it. And like I said, I ride Chad hard, but you know what? He hangs around, and you know what? You got to be good to make it. You don't just be lucky. You have to be good to make your own luck.
And he did gut out a separated shoulder and got the points he needed. And I think this is the first season you've had three competitive guys, and they've stayed in the series without an injury the whole series.
Yeah. Well,
so that's really cool.
They've come close.
I think they're 2 points apart now.
2 points, 10, and, 2 and 10.
And I read all the scenarios. If this guy 1-1-1, this guy 2-2-2, 3-3-3, 1-2-3. I mean, this could work out anyway. So stay tuned, right? Third moto.
I'm ready. Third moto will be back next week to talk about it. And hopefully, we're going to have some more drama to talk about. Like I said, it will not be sleepless in Seattle.
Thanks for listening to Third Moto, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, Corn. Thanks, listeners out there. Thanks, Mini Moto Boy. And we are out.
Association with $1 Million Music and Dark Urban Symphony Entertainment.